What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Thursday, January 12th, 2017. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. There's a lot of very troubling things out there in the world we need to look at. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. We are still seeing the fallout from this huge embarrassment in which the corporate media got caught up in this story that originated with BuzzFeed, apparently began literally as fan fiction to diss Trump, and it went out of control, and everybody was forwarding it, saying, oh, we got the goods on Trump, we got the goods on Trump. He had these two prostitutes in the presidential suite in Moscow, and they did horrible, horrible things to the linens. And everybody's pointing fingers at each other, and without even trying, I mean, Trump has now got CNN and BuzzFeed attacking each other in full view of the public. And the corporate media is uniting in defense of CNN. Even Fox News is out there trying to say, look, CNN is, they're honest and they're reliable and they're trustworthy. And, you know, this was just one goof. No, it wasn't just one goof. It's part of an ongoing pattern we have seen this last year of constantly trying to shill for Hillary Clinton and damage Donald Trump. And before that, just decades and decades of lies about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, Assad's sarin gas, the Lusitanian weapons, Pearl Harbor's a surprise, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, USS Liberty was purely an accident, and so forth and so on. How many times do you have to be lied to before you're willing to stand up and say, you guys are lying to us and we are not going to listen to you any longer? Because that time is at hand. Now, Kellyanne Conway was talking with CNN's Anderson Cooper over the fake news report. And basically, Kellyanne said from where the Trump campaign, Trump presidency sits, there's not a lot of difference between CNN and BuzzFeed. They just grabbed anything that sounded salacious and ran with it. Now, Stephen Molyneux is basically out there saying, if your own journalists cannot confirm any of this information, why are you publishing it? On what basis is the American public supposed to verify the information? Isn't that really what the journalists are supposed to do, is verify the stuff before it goes to press or gets broadcast? I mean, BuzzFeed is out there trying to say, well, we didn't know if it was true or not. We just thought the American people should decide. Now, over in Russia, there is a gentleman who was named along with his company in this document that alleged connections between Donald Trump campaign and Russian hackers. And he says no U.S. intelligence officers have ever contacted him about the accusation. Nobody came by and said, did you really do this? And he says, by the way, it's all fake. It's all false. And apparently, even James Clapper is now calling it quits on this one and basically saying this whole BuzzFeed CNN report is, in fact, complete bovine excrement. And he's absolutely right about that. We all know it. And all the corporate media have got egg all over their faces. And as I said before, Fox News is, you know, destroying their own credibility. Shepard Smith is defending CNN. So Fox isn't quite the unbiased source we were kind of hoping it would remain. It wasn't as compromised as the other corporate media outlets, but it's still compromised. And ever since Murdoch took more direct control, Fox News is just as bad as the rest of them. Now, there's an important question that everyone has to deal with. We all know what money laundering is. When you need to hide the fact that the money in your possession comes by way of nefarious sources, you transfer it through legitimate sources and it appears clean on the other end. We all understand that. Well, the same thing is done to propaganda. Somebody will come up with some propaganda, and knowing that if they present it, it'll be viewed with suspicion, so they run it through something that seems like a legitimate source, like the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, or various other made-for-the-purpose front groups. And in this case, Senator John McCain became the propaganda laundry, because this story passed through his hands on its way to the intelligence agencies, who then apparently incorporated it into their assessments. They were made fools of, too, by this whole thing. And McCain is trying to duck the blame for having been caught up in this thing, saying that he was just doing what any normal American citizen would do, passing on indications of wrongdoing. Well, Mr. McCain, I have personal experience with that, 22 years, going on 23 years ago, trying to point out where the White House deputy counsel was murdered. Didn't go all that smoothly. Now, story out of RINF.com, all of this Russia hacking evidence is a fake. And basically, there are groups that are out there to create propaganda and make it look like there's some kind of an independent investigation. CrowdStrike appears to be one of them. CrowdStrike, which was the DNC contractor, and one of their corporate officials is a member of the Atlantic Council, whose agenda is confrontation with Russia. And the fact is that the claims made by CrowdStrike aren't even backed up by CrowdStrike's own facts. It's just made to purpose. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining our network. Now, remember when they claimed that Trump was given a written report on these Russian rumors that they had compromising information on him? It turns out that actually never happened. So now we're getting fake news about fake news about fake news about fake news. If at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. Motto of the U.S. government and the corporate media. What's going on here, though, is pretty much obvious to everybody. The deep state has declared war on President-elect Trump, and they're out there trying to discredit him and delegitimizing, using all these unverified claims, rumors, innuendos. The Democrats and the liberals are cheering, yes, go get him. We don't care if you're lying and cheating and bearing false witness. We're allowed to do that. We're liberals. We're members of the Church of Liberalology. The rules don't apply to us. But we're literally seeing just how afraid the entire entrenched oligarchical establishment is of Donald Trump and the American people who support him. Now we're finding out at one point the FBI actually went to the FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Service Act court, asking for a warrant to spy on Trump campaign officials. And ironically enough, it was one of the very rare cases where the FISA court said, no, we don't think this is a good thing. So this is really we the people and Donald Trump against that entrenched establishment. Now, as you know, the individual who was used as a propaganda laundry, the anonymous source behind this dirty dossier, has been outed as an ex-MI6 spy, which there's no such thing. Once MI6, always MI6. But his name is Christopher Steele, and he works now for a private intelligence organization. And now he has gone into hiding. He told his neighbor, look out for my cat. He fears for his life, and he's gone into hiding. Now, I wonder who he's afraid of. It may be simply that he is the chain of accountability. They go past, they talk to him and find out who put him up to this, and that's a big problem. He's a live liability. Now, as you know, we reported in recent weeks the historical reality that it is the United States, specifically the CIA, that is in the business of hacking and interfering in foreign elections, tinkering with their politics all the time. It's a little hypocritical for the United States to be screaming about Russia interfering with our politics with that track record, and also the double standard, where it's okay for Israel to interfere in our elections and our political process and decide who will and will not be a member of Congress. It's okay for Israel to do it, but if Russia is even thinking about it, that's a cause for war. But in a very real way, you could make the argument that the U.S. government is the father of foreign election hacking and cyber war. Now, as you know, Obama just had his farewell address from Chicago, breaking with tradition. Up until recently, presidents have made their farewell address from the Oval Office. And for some reason, Obama went up to Chicago because it's where he got his start. And looking at Chicago today, I don't know that that was a particularly wise move for him to do. But we're seeing all these articles coming on out, basically saying that his speech was a load of bovine excrement. He talked about himself incessantly, pushed the liberal agenda, and really didn't say a whole heck of a lot of anything else. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab some phone calls here. Kyle in Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I don't know if you have any familiarity with the whole Gamergate fiasco from a couple years back, but anybody who followed that has already seen the way this whole media, you know, whatever you want to call it, worked out. In the gaming media, about 2-3 years ago, they started doing the same thing, lying, insulting their audience, you know, villainizing them. And when the audience finally realized these people are liars and these people are full of bovine excrement, that was the end of them. Once the people stood up and said, okay, we were all together against you, and we know that you're lying to us, the amount of phone calls that happened in that area of journalism has been massive. Ethics reform, you know, you name it, the entire industry has changed. So anybody who followed that will see how this will play out, because this is exactly the same exact thing that happened then.
Yeah, it is. This is the collapse of the corporate media. And again, for another parallel, look at what happened to the Soviet Union in the months before it collapsed, where the Soviet citizens just all realized the sheer scale of the lying that was going on in the establishment media, Pravda and Izvestia, and the government itself. And they simply stopped listening to the government and listening to the media. And the government simply was unable to function past that point, and they collapsed. And I think the same thing's going to happen here. And I'm sorry to see it happen. I thought that with Trump in the White House, there might be a chance to salvage what's left of this nation. But obviously, we're seeing the entrenched political establishment still insisting on following each other off that cliff like lemmings.
Well, and it's very clear. You'll be able to see very clearly who is and who isn't on, has any sort of ethics in media. The people who say BuzzFeed, what they did was okay, CNN, what they did was all right, it's, you know, common practice in journalism, and then the other people, the other journalists and media personalities who say, no, completely wrong, completely slanderous and libel, you're going to be able to see very clearly who is and who isn't a member of, you know, who wants to follow the rule of law. And that's going to be, I think that's where the true divide is going to be, and all those people.
Well, it's going to be very few. You're going to be able to count them all on the fingers of just one hand, and very clearly, the orders from on high are clamping down on the corporate media to just stay in absolute lockstep, pushing the agenda, damage Trump, bash Russia, raise the fear, Russia's coming if we don't attack first, and they're really doing a full court press on that one. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show.
I don't think you can overestimate the importance of what happened yesterday. With Trump looking at CNN, once the most powerful news organization in the world, looking at them on a global stage and saying, you are fake news. That, I don't think that can be underestimated how important that was.
Oh, it's very, very important. By the way, in the other corporate media outlets and CNN, when they're replaying that tape, they've actually cut out the audio where Jim Acosta just kept trying to say, I demand a question, and just to focus on making Trump look like he was out of line calling CNN the fake news. But, of course, he wasn't out of line. And you're absolutely right. This is having global impact. Every one of the stories covering this, every one of the YouTube videos that is talking about it, you read those comments and you can see the people of the United States of America are on Donald Trump's side on this, because the people of the United States of America, 94% of the people of the United States of America know the corporate media is just constantly full of lies.
That is the moment when the little boy points at the king and says, he ain't wearing no clothes. There's your moment right there. Trump
yes.
calling out CNN saying, you are fake news. I mean, that's, that can't be taken back. That is going to be utterly devastating to the mainstream media.
Well, we're all following along. We've been saying all along, the corporate media is the fake news. When Washington Post put that term out there, they were trying to apply it to the independent media. It backflashed on them to the point where now the Washington Post is saying, we shouldn't use that term anymore. Really, that didn't work out very well for us. You know, they're in panic mode. They're in thrash mode. They don't know what to do because they are trapped by their business model. They can't start reporting the honest truth because that's not what they're paid to do.
Yeah, I can't believe the stupidity of them to put that narrative out there. I mean, they had to have known that. I mean, they named themselves. They titled themselves. They were the ones. I mean, once they put the focus on it, it was so easy to just put it right back on them and point out. What, you know, the old saying, you point a finger at someone, there's three pointing back at you. The moment they did that, they should have known that they were sealing their fate.
No, they didn't. I'll tell you why. Because the upper management and the corporate media are still a bunch of Cold War fossils or, you know, 60s fossils. And they still live in a world where the headline gets the attention and steers the public opinion and the eventual retraction and apology, which is buried behind the obituaries, basically gets ignored. But in the age of the independent media, that doesn't work any longer. Where the U.S. government and the corporate media have come up short all along for the last couple of decades, they continue to underestimate the impact of the independent media and the dramatic change it has brought about in the skepticism of the American people and the fundamental flow of information. Because, and again, the polls are showing trust in the government and the corporate media is in the single digits. That's a government hovering on the edge of paralysis.
I think you're absolutely right. I think the changeover where the public now prefers a longer form, explain it to me, you know, from beginning to end, radio shows, you know, 20-minute, 30-minute long YouTube videos. That's where the public is going, getting away from these bombastic headlines of, you know, boom, 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 one, two, three, Trump is this, and then nothing on. I think, you know, you look at some of the views that people are having online, you look at the people who are listening to radio stations, they're going towards that long form so they can have a more complete understanding. And
basically they're saying, okay, that's your headline, show me the proof now. And you know, the corporate media keeps coming up short because they're putting out all this ridiculous stuff for which there is no proof. And again, they have got a history of lies, fraud, and deception they're going to have to try and live down. They're fighting their own past. And again, they did it to themselves. I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. And we're seeing it in the numbers. The readership, viewership numbers for corporate media are in massive decline. They're all losing ad revenues. They're losing subscriptions. The paywall online versions of the corporate media aren't making any money because people say, you know, I'm not going to pay to be lied to. Now we've got the New York Times is literally emptying 8 floors of its own building to convert to rental offices just to stay in business. We're seeing newspapers all over the country. They're starting to let their film reviewers and art critics and all those extra added feature people go. And all they're keeping are the ones who will read the computer screen for today's propaganda and parrot it out to the world.
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal had a 94.7% drop in profits last
year. Yes.
13% is considered catastrophic. 94% is, you know, shut the place down. I mean, they didn't lose a lot, but, you know, they went from making, I think, $10 million down to profiting only $400,000. And a dramatic amount of that money is going from advertisers and not so much from subscribers because the subscribers dropped off years ago. So,
back in 2008, they had a huge cutback on subscriptions. Anyway, listen, Kyle, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Got 2 more calls waiting when we come on back.
You
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the telephones here. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
First I wanted to say a thank you, a big obrigado to Mike in Brazil for his thorough review of the Rousseff case. So thank you again for that. Mike, I just got back from, was in Panama and Costa Rica, and yeah, we become a laughingstock here. But I tell you, I've got a few friends down there. They're expats, and they are now huge fans of yours. They had not heard of you, and now you're getting big in Panama and Costa Rica, so probably going to get a lot of fan
aloha,
mail.
Aloha, Panama
there.
And Costa Rica, and... it's kind of interesting to see. And it's not just me. I mean, all of the independent media are now reaching a global audience.
Yeah. And I also, recommended you to my uncle in New Jersey. He told me an interesting story that he had a dinner with Giuliani. He was seated at the same table with Giuliani. A lawyer friend of my uncle's invited him. And he had told me the story about Hillary. I don't know if this is out in public or not. Hillary and the Secret Service, where she was... meeting this woman for a little tryst in this hotel, and the Secret Service agent pleaded with her that he needed to know where she was going to be, who she was going to be with, and she did not want to tell him, and he kept insisting, it's his job. She said, fine. She finally relented and said, fine, I'll tell you, but you're going to be in Alaska tomorrow. And he was in Alaska the next day.
Okay.
So,
wow.
just that's the kind of woman she is. So thank
you. Yeah,
thank
well,
God
we've had a lot of exposés written by people who served in the Bill Clinton administration, and even back then, you know, she was completely out of control. And I know a lot of people are very concerned about Donald Trump right now. They're not happy with a lot of his policies and appointees, and neither am I, but I still maintain Donald Trump at his absolute worst is still a heck of a lot better for the country than Hillary Clinton at her best.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, while I was away, Mike, I didn't miss a show, thanks to YouTube. But I just watched Trump's full press conference this morning, and that part with CNN was fantastic when he called them out, called them fake news. But I didn't like what he said. He was kind of cavalier with respect to Russia, saying that if we have good relations, that's great. If not, we don't. And I don't know. You know, according to the Paul Craig Roberts wrote a few columns saying, you know, has Trump been has he been pressured? Is he changing his attitude toward Russia? Even during the press conference, he said Russia was behind the hacking. So, and then today it sounded as if we had Ashton Carter being confirmed, going through this confirmation process instead of Mattis. So Mattis was speaking like, it seems like nothing's changing. We got Ashton Carter back in the Pentagon if he's confirmed. Tillerson said some negative things about Russia. So I don't know if they're just saying this to get confirmed, to get on the good side of these warmongering senators, or they actually believe this.
I think the former. I think that Trump's selection of appointees was limited by people he thought he could get confirmed, because I'm sure there's a lot of people he wanted that he knew Congress would reject, and that would be a blot on his administration before it even got out of the starting gate. And yes, I'm pretty sure that all of those people going through their confirmation hearings are going to be telling Congress what they think Congress wants to hear. And so I wouldn't put all that much stock in any of that, politics being what it is these days.
And then finally, you say a lot about what went on in Europe during World War I and World War II, and the signs of those wars are still visible in certain places. But I don't see enough opposition in Europe. I think there were a few hundred people protesting in Germany. I mean, they've got to get their... They've got to get out there in the streets and let their voice be heard. These politicians aren't going to be swayed by a few hundred people in the street. They're going to need to see hundreds of thousands of people in the street, millions, for them to change their stance towards Russia.
Okay, Bob, let me ask you a quick question because we're almost at the commercial break. If there were a million people in the streets of Europe saying no to war with Russia, do you think you would see it on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS,
PBS. No, you wouldn't, but those local politicians would see it.
No, the point I'm saying is there are probably a lot more anti-war demonstrations going on that you're simply not aware of.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, well, fair enough. Right. I just want those politicians in Berlin and in Paris and the other countries in Europe to see that presence. So they change. That's the most important thing. So they change their views.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because this idea of Russia is the aggressor is complete nonsense. Everybody knows it, and we've got to stop nodding and going along out of a sense of politeness or patriotism. All right, Bob, got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones one more time. Steve in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha. Hey, you there?
Yes, I'm on. You're on the air.
Okay. All right. Wow. Obama surprises Biden with medal, freedom medal. Very interesting. It seems like a lot of people are getting participation awards like in grade school all of a sudden.
The end of an administration is when they hand out all the goodies and everything. I mean, Obama, I think it was 2 weeks ago, literally ordered the Defense Department to award him their Distinguished Public Service Award.
That's what I was getting to. I was going to talk about that. But another thing is, in the Golden Globes, that was another participation award that Meryl Streep got, you know, because she hasn't done any good movies in a while, as far as I remember. You know, I mean, yes, she is a good actress. I do agree with that, but haven't seen her anything like really good, and like all of a sudden she gets that and she gets a chance to be able to say what she wants to say.
Well, you know, so, the Golden Globes are run by an organization called the Hollywood Foreign Correspondents Society or Association or something like that. Grand total of about maybe 60 people. And they have these awards, and they hand out the Globes, and they're promoted as a really big deal, like they represent some kind of opinion of the movie-going public. And Hollywood's obsession with awards is based both in ego and in box office, because people will say, oh, they won this gold thing, I'm going to go see the movie. And very often the awards are actually politicized with an eye toward who can financially exploit that award most. And the example I would like to choose goes back to the movie Stargate, which I worked on, and we got nominated for an Academy Award, but the production company was on the verge of going out of business, and if we'd won the award, it wouldn't have amounted to anything, wouldn't have improved the economy of the town as a whole. So the Academy for Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Blue Ribbon Committee basically threw out our nomination, and the movie Speed won the Oscar that year, even though most of its effects were mechanical on the stage effects rather than computer animation. And I've seen that happen so many times, but it was thought that the studio that produced Speed would be able to financially exploit the Academy Award much more than the company that I'd been working for. And that's what it's all politics and economics that go behind these things. Well, and I'm sure I'm not the only person who's noticed. Another good example.
It goes a lot deeper than this. This is another thing, another angle. If you notice, like, there's some ceremony or award. Hang on.
I got one more thing I want to throw in there, and then I'll let you talk about your deeper level here. Avatar is my all-time favorite movie. Period. End of discussion. And it should have won awards at the Academy, but it didn't, because it's very obviously an anti-imperialist, anti-war statement. And that year, all the awards went to the Hurt Locker, which was pro-war and pro-military, and all. And it gets really obvious sometimes that these awards are not handed out on the basis of the merit of the film itself. Anyway, Steve, go ahead and say what you were going to say.
Okay, well, what I was going on about was, is it seems like there's an award ceremony for every little thing these days. Like a five-year-old graduates from kindergarten, and he goes in the first grade, and all of a sudden they have their little cap and gowns out and stuff, and then, like, you know, a fifth grader goes up to sixth grade, they have the cap and gown and so forth and so on. And it used to be just like, hey, you know, you went from grade to grade, okay, from, you know, up until, like, you know, 12th grade, you get that big ceremony. You graduated, man. You did the big, big, big thing. And nowadays, it's like a little ceremony for every little thing.
Well, it's good for business for the cap and gown rental companies.
Accomplishments.
Well, it's a good business for the cap and gown rental companies. But you're right.
Well,
when they start giving out awards for every little thing, it loses all meaning. And we've really abandoned the principle of a meritocracy in favor of, as you said, participation awards. And we've reached a point here where right now all you need to do is be able to walk upright and breathe at the same time, and sooner or later you're going to get some kind of a trophy for something. And yeah, and you know, it has become rather meaningless. And you know, I've picked up my share of awards for this and that over the years, and you know, they're all packed away. I got sick and tired of dusting them.
Yeah, it makes them, like, the more you get, the less it means anything to you.
Yeah, that very much is the case.
We'll let you go, man. All right, good day, bro.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now then, a little bit of good news. Hillary is back under the spotlight. Now, as you know, the FBI last Friday released another batch of 300 emails that make it very, very obvious something underhanded was going on. It included confirmation of the State Department literally offering a quid pro quo, which is Washington D. speak for bribe, to the FBI to change the description of Hillary's emails from classified to unclassified in exchange for State Department permission for FBI agents to be deployed to places around the world where previously they were not allowed to go. So now they could set up an FBI field office in Monaco, in the Bahamas, anywhere they felt like having a permanent tropical vacation at taxpayer expense. We knew that before. This documents it again. And it does indicate very strongly that Hillary Clinton's lax security practices allowed state secrets to fall into the hands of foreign governments, some of which are not our friends. Now, the big case, or the big question is, was it just accident and negligence, or was it deliberate? Pardon me for the constant pauses. I'm a little under the weather today. So I want to go back and resurrect that article that I wrote earlier this year asking if Hillary Clinton, while Secretary of State, was engaged in espionage for profit. Now, the precedent for this occurred during Bill Clinton's administration when he was running for re-election. And using his authority as president, he authorized the sale to China of very sensitive technology they had previously been forbidden from acquiring over the express objections of the Pentagon and the intelligence community. And at the same time, Chinese money was pouring into Bill Clinton's re-election campaign coffers. It was being funneled through Chinese-American citizens to make it nominally legal, but investigators had found the money was actually originating with very rich Chinese individuals, and in one case, Chinese intelligence itself. And there was an investigation that was underway. It was called ChinaGate. And it never went anywhere because, oh, golly gee whiz, the email server at the White House broke down and we turned off the backups a month ago. And so all the requested subpoena documents are just unavailable. Part of a repeating pattern. So, present day, Hillary, as Secretary of State, is parking highly classified documents, including special compartmented access documents, on her private email server. Those were not accidentally sent over the internet, because the networks that carry that special access compartmentalized data are air-gapped from the regular internet. The only way data gets from those private networks to the general internet, to Hillary's server, somebody puts it on a flash drive and walks it out of the Tempest vault and over to where they want to take it. So she has all of these secrets on her server. The Romanian hacker Guccifer, who broke into her server, said that while he was there, he saw IPs from at least 10 other countries prowling through the files. So here is the question. We have a weak private email server, weaker security than Ashley Madison, on which are parked all the nation's secrets. And the Clintons have this foundation, which is legally allowed to accept money from foreign governments, and huge sums of money into the Clinton Foundation came from foreign governments. It's a perfect setup for espionage. Hillary doesn't have to actually steal and make copies of the files like Pollard did. Doesn't have to leave marks on mailboxes like Aldrich Ames did. Doesn't have to wrap it up in plastic and tape it underneath a bridge in a park like Robert Hansen. It's a perfect system. It runs itself. It's a legitimate question to ask if Hillary Clinton was repeating the Clintons' 1996 ChinaGate scandal, because they got away with it then, selling U.S. state secrets to foreign governments in exchange for donations to the so-called charitable foundation. That's a legitimate question. Now, everybody is already starting to ramp up for the incoming Trump administration. Jason Chaffetz is preparing for the renewed enhanced Clinton investigations by passing a new whistleblower protection law. Obviously, it's going to sit in Congress until Trump is in the White House and can sign it. But it's new protections for FBI whistleblowers who are going to come forward and say there's something that was going on. And the reason he put this bill together is because of the question of improper pressure brought to bear on the FBI by the Department of Justice. So this is going to get very, very interesting very quickly. unless Obama, in the 11th hour, writes a blanket pardon. And he may be forced to do that and just live with that on his legacy. Newt Gingrich is out on Twitter saying, I'm struck by how brain dead the left is becoming. No ideas, no solutions, nothing positive to offer. And I'm in agreement. Just whining and crying and so forth and so on. Bunch of screaming, tantrum-throwing children. Now, getting on back to the confirmation hearings, and I want to preface this by saying we need to be very careful about overreacting to what these nominees are saying before Congress, because they want to be confirmed. And in order to get confirmed, they have to tell Congress what Congress wants to hear. So I wouldn't read all that much into what they're saying. Tillerson was out there saying China should be denied access to the South China Sea Islands. There are, of course, a lot of reasons why that is nonsense. But we have a Congress which, despite a lot of anti-incumbent sentiment this last election, is still dominated by people who think war with Russia and China is a really good idea, that they're going to make a lot of money off of it, that it's going to distract the American people from all the crimes and corruption and election fraud that's been going on. That last part, not going to work here. But Russia has reacted to some of the comments Tillerson made about Russia. They thought he was a friend of theirs, and for a while it did appear. And Russians online, ordinary Russians, not the government, this is not official, Russian citizens online are demanding Tillerson return the Order of Friendship he was awarded by Vladimir Putin in 2013. And again, the caution that Tillerson and all of these other nominees may just be saying what they think Congress wants to hear in order to be confirmed. And I wouldn't read all that much in there. General Mattis is out there screaming Russia is the principal threat to U.S. security. He's absolutely flat out wrong. Our own internal corruption and rot is the principal threat to U.S. security. But again, Mattis is probably just saying what he thinks the war hawks in Congress want to hear at this point. Now, Pompeo was being given a hearing for CIA confirmation. The lights went out halfway through. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. All that infrastructure is crumbling all over the country and everything. Now, when Jeff Sessions was up for his confirmation hearing, he had his granddaughter in his lap. And in the latest example of liberal hysteria, MTV writer Ira Madison III attacked Jeff Sessions for holding his own granddaughter in his lap. Madison described the child as a prop and said Sessions must have stolen the baby from a toy store. And she actually put out a tweet saying, Sessions, sir, kindly return this Asian baby to the Toys R Us you stole her from. She since deleted that tweet, apparently not realizing that really is Sessions' granddaughter there. All right, we're going to take some phone calls. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Yeah, this is the way that these people are. You know, to make comments like that's what they're really thinking. They
yes.
don't care about you. They don't care about me, Mike. They just... These tweets that they send out, this is what they believe.
Well, you know, there's unfortunately a huge amount of groupthink pressure, and that is something that Donald Trump is definitely not going to go along with. But there have actually been psychological experiments, including the one by Stanley, the guy with the shock machine. I'm blanking on his last name. Where, you know, if you have large groups of people and you show them a picture of something and all of the people in the room are already been told you will describe it the wrong way, that test subject, the one who's not in on it, will just go along with the crowd. There is unfortunately a dramatic amount of herd instinct in people, and it's not just the ordinary citizens, it's also the people sitting in Congress. If they think everybody else around them wants war with Russia, they're going to sit there and say, all right, okay, yeah, war with Russia, rah, 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 rah. I don't have to fight in it. My kids don't have to fight in it. Mike in the control room just said it was the Sidney Milgram experiment. But I'm talking about others where they'll have 20 people in a room and they're being asked to describe a picture and 19 of the people in the room are in on the gag and they'll misdescribe it and the test subject will just go along. that is unfortunately a very tragic aspect of the human mind and the human condition. And it does affect Congress as well. They're all sitting around there thinking everybody else around them wants the war. It's really only just a few loudmouths. But that's how it gets sold.
John McCain.
Like John McCain and Lindsey Graham and the rest of it. I mean, John McCain, I swear, if war with Russia actually breaks out, John McCain is going to die from the orgasm he's going to have.
But, Mike, do you realize what this phony, fake report has shown is who's the problem? It shows Trump who is the enemy now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So do you think this report, I'm thinking alternately, was given knowing they're going to release this, knowing certain elements, because there's still elements in the CIA, NSA that are still the good guys, you know what I mean? But let them release this knowing it's fake, and it shows who is the enemy, and also makes people in power look stupid. Can you hold me over?
Yeah, I'm going to hold you over. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Spirit will never die. We We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And I think a good example of the groupthink is this Pissgate scandal, because all of these corporate media outlets had this dossier for a very long time, and they were all looking at it and saying it just doesn't feel right. Then BuzzFeed runs with it, and they say, okay, we're going to go, and they all just leapt on board, much to their humiliation and embarrassment. So, yeah, they're not being careful. They're out there serving an agenda, and that's what they're focused on, rather than getting their facts straight.
But the thing is, with John McCain, he is the enemy because he is trying to ruin Donald Trump before he gets in. So he is he's on the Intelligence Committee, I believe, right?
So, I'm sorry, which one?
John McCain, I believe he's on the Intelligence Committee. So he is the leak.
Well, yeah, he got the document from somebody associated with we had the actual timeline out there, but basically it was John McCain who handed this dossier to the intelligence services and said this is real, and it got incorporated into their assessments of Donald Trump and Russia, and it's absolute complete junk and nonsense.
People need to realize, Mike, this is not a Republican and Democrat. This is about he's a globalist. That's what this is about. Globalism,
This is about the Brzezinski agenda, which was then updated with the Project for the New American Century, where there has been this long dream of conquering Russia and China and making the world America. Not that we're so much of an ideal to be holding up to anybody else, but that's it. They're pushing for war with Russia as hard as they can. We're going to be getting into that in a little bit in the show.
Mike, and I want to switch to Russia real quick about a report the other day about the S-400s being brought into Moscow suburbs. Now, they were brought in November. This is a rotation.
They're bringing in more.
Yeah, so somebody tipped them off, though, in November. They brought also in the Panzers. That's short and medium range anti-aircraft. But so
I don't think somebody had to tip them off. I don't think somebody had to tip them off. It's very obvious to anybody who's watching the rhetoric coming out of Washington, D.C. and the corporate media that the U.S. is gunning for Russia, that once Donald Trump won the election, that obviously the window of opportunity to get that war was closing and had to occur somewhere between Election Day and Inauguration Day. And we're coming down to the wire on Inauguration Day. And I'm not at all surprised that they've got defensive military systems set up around Moscow.
And remember, in order to rule the world, if you want to try to beat Russia and China, you wind up ruining the world. That's what it's going to come down to, because the world will be rubble.
Yes.
John McCain's 80 years old. What is he going to get out of it?
Oh, he, like I said, he's going to get a thrill. Oh, I got the war going. All right, we got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.